from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Net na 5:06 en tyd om met Christel te gesels in Explain Well with Christel oor die 8 miljardste mens wat op aarde gebore is. So ja. Dit is nou 8 miljoen wat ons wêreldbevolking is.
Ja, want so ergens in die wêreld vandag gaan hierdie babbetjie gebore word. Ek het vroeger vir, ek dink vir Rob gesê, ek het 'n vriendin wat môre geboortig is. Is nou in die hospitaal.
Wow.
Like, ek voel, ja, so haar babbetjie gaan nie die 8 miljardste wees nie, alhoewel ons dink aan jou Nanti. Maar ja, ergens in die wêreld, en ek het hier klank van die Verenigde Nasies van Dr. Bennett Ndaibangi, wat vir ons verduidelik waar om hierdie babbetjie te verwag. Van die probleem is, weet, waar gaan hulle wees? Het hier op die rechte... Die Globeket is van Stats SA Chief Director for Demographics and Population, Diego Iturralde.
In 2010, when the 7 billionth, when we celebrated 7 billion, it was estimated that the 7 billionth person was born in the Philippines. But I have not come across any literature or estimation of where the 8 billionth person is, but I think it's fair to assume that it will be in a high fertility country, because it would mean that the chances of that person being selected as the 8 billionth person are higher in such a country.
So 2010 we went from 6 into 7 billion, mm-hmm. and now in 2022 we've gone from 7 into 8 billion people. How high is it going to go? Do we know?
So, certainly I think we reached this milestone quicker than we thought. But here I have some context in terms of when we... In short, it's going to start plateauing from here. So the UN is saying that essentially it's going to start slowing down, with the 10th billion expected around 2080.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So are we tailing off from here?
We're starting to tail off. But it's what I found fascinating here, so this reference, so they don't know exactly where, but a densely populated country. And I looked up a little bit on something called The Conversation, which offers some very, very interesting food for thought. I think there's a very good likelihood that this will be Africa. And it links with something that I carried in my news, in that this is also linked to women's rights and reproductive health and access to health services. So in African countries in general, and there are 5 specifically, that have very poor access to contraceptives, education levels are low, socioeconomic levels are not where they should be, and those are the kind of countries where we can potentially anticipate this baby being born.
Wat vir my bietjie bekommerd maak is of die wêreld 8 miljard mense kan onderhou, en is dit volhoubaar dat ons bevolking so groei en so baie mense op hierdie planeet het wat ons tans glad nie oppas nie.
Ja, en ek dink dis 'n baie insiggewende vraag, want weet daar is nog steeds mense wat debatteer oor goed soos aardverwarming en ons natuurstelsels wat verander, maar die data wys vir ons wêreld, ons besig om ons wêreld te vernietig, te besoedel. En ja, dit word juist dan die probleem, die volhoubaarheid van die mensdom en hoe ons, how we interact with our world, and it's not sustainable. So that's part of why it will have to start plateauing. We can't sustain this growth.
Yeah. We'll see. The meetings are on the go in Egypt at the moment around COP27 and climate change and all of the things we need to sort of address going forward. But happy birthday to person number 8 billion.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.